The federal government is expected to make room for a national disability insurance scheme in this year's budget. The start of the scheme would cost an estimated $3 billion over the next 4 years. It would help to reform the current disability support system, which many say is in permanent crisis. However, some disabled persons' organisations are worried that the government won't put their money where their mouth is. Hannah Sinclair reports.
The NDIS is the biggest social policy reform proposal since Australia introduced Medicare. It's monumental policy. It will have a massive effect. But like anything that large, it takes a whole bunch of cogs to fall in place.
It's been called the reform that needs to happen, according to many carers and people living with disabilities in Australia. A National Disability Insurance Scheme, or NDIS, to revolutionise the sector and commit roughly $900 million a year to disability services. Daniel Kiriakou is the New South Wales State Coordinator of the Every Australian Counts campaign. He says that while government discussion is a step forward, the scheme needs to work hard to fund people with a disability for their entire life.
What we want is a solution which comes up with funding and budgets for individuals for their entire life, which says that your needs that people have to access the community will be fully delivered and guaranteed, no matter why they acquire the disability, when they need them and on time.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard has been criticised by state politicians for talking about commitment to the scheme without state consultation. Minister for Health Tanya Plibersek says that the money for the scheme will have to be found in existing revenue.
If the scheme is rolled out in the future, of course, a significant amount of new money will have to be found on top of the hundreds of millions of dollars already invested by the government. So it is a substantial amount of money, and it has to be found in the normal budget processes. That means relying on tax revenue, it means relying on redirecting funding from other areas, it means measures like our minerals resources rent tax, reinvesting the money that comes from the mining boom and our economic success as a nation into caring better for some of our most vulnerable Australians.
$20 million has already been committed to the planning stages of the scheme. But many disabled persons' organisations feel that their opinions about how the scheme will run aren't being heard. Leslie Hall is the CEO of the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations.
There's a long, long history of people with disabilities and their representative organisations not being at the table at these sorts of discussions. And we're still really needing to fight that and to make sure that people with disabilities are at the table. We don't need to hear the stories anymore. However, what we need to know is from people what are the things that have worked and how can we get those things that have worked for you as part of this new system.
She says that while people with disabilities are engaging in campaigns like Every Australian Counts, there should be more opportunity for direct involvement in the design of the scheme.
Unless people with disabilities have significant input into determining what the assessment process is, the assessment process will just end up being medical diagnosis. Do you or don't you have a disability? It won't be anything around, well, you know, what do you need to be able to live a good life and to be able to contribute to the community.
The NDIS needs firm bipartisan support to be up and running. The Leader of the Opposition, Tony Abbott, has expressed support for the scheme. However, there are reservations about whether or not the NDIS would remain a priority should the Liberal Party win the next election.
It's a long-term project. We're talking about a scheme that will be rolled out over a number of years, and if we don't have bipartisan support, it could fall over with the change of government. That would be a tragedy for people who are looking forward to relying on this scheme for better care.
Minister for Health, Tanya Plibersek, ending that report by Hannah Sinclair.